Hello and welcome, dear listeners. Doing What Works, Part 1. Sometimes we need to let go of the old ways to discover the new. What happens when you hanker after that old life, the one that has not worked for years, and still you plough on, pushing the same heavy boulder up that steep hill? In the end, exhausted, you have to let the rock go as it rolls back down again. I spent years challenged by fibromyalgia and ME. I hit the brick wall time and time again. The payoff was struggle, anger, and frustration. Life as I knew it was not working or supporting me. And then one day, I made the decision to take responsibility. I decided to let go of these old ways, allow myself to learn and embrace a new way of living and being. That is when the real magic happened. I became a full-time writer and everything changed. It feels right to share with you how I support and manage my health and well-being. It is important to mention that neither ME or fibromyalgia define me or who I am or why I write. Once I started to build a program and schedule to sustain my energy and health, everything flowed just like a stream or river. Whatever obstacles get in the way of water moving forward, it will always find a way to reach its destination. And the good news is we can do the same. So I invite you to come with me in doing what works. It has to start with nourishing and nurturing our bodies every day. The food I eat means regular meal times to sustain blood sugar and the best energy. Eating clean, organic, fresh food for energy and taking natural supplements, fine-tuned, of course, that support the immune system. Organic, rainbow-coloured, fresh fruit. Vegetables in season with lean protein in the form of eggs, turkey, freshly sourced fish and tofu work for me. I keep away from the cow, dairy, wheat, white carbs and white sugar. And occasionally I eat organic brown rice or sweet potato. I drink 2 cups of organic coffee each morning. And I drink at least 2 to 3 litres of pure water. And after that, I drink natural green and white tea. A mix of fruit and vegetables in season, freshly juiced by yours truly, are part of my diet too. And I enjoy sipping the odd glass of biodynamic organic white wine or champagne. Ooh, and a slice of my chocolate recipe bakes, or a traditionally baked croissant too. But remember, they are only for special treats. I've come to know it is never too late. Each of us can change how we do if we want to. Follow and plan a regime that works for you. And do what you love and feel passionate about. Ask for help along the way. Remember, change comes with a single step, followed by another, followed by. Let's walk together on this journey of doing what works. And join me for part 2 very soon.